James 5, verses 16 and 17 reads, "The effective prayer of a righteous man accomplished much." The other versions say, "The fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." And verse 17 says, "Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly." And there you go, the same verse, earnestly, effectively, or fervently, "that would not rain, and it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. We should remember that it is the fervent prayer of a righteous man that avails much. And James pointing, illustrating to us Elijah as he was praying earnestly. See, if we desire God to answer our prayers, we must plead with him. And the Bible says God's people were crying unto him. There's so many instances in the Bible that we could read about this. For example, let me give you a few of them. In Nehemiah 9:9, "I cried to my God, and my cry Second Samuel 22, verse 7. "I cried to my God, and my cry did enter into his ears." In Nehemiah 9:9, actually, it says, "Thou heardest thy cry," their cry by the Red Sea. And in Psalm 17, verse 1 says, "O Lord, attend unto my cry." Then in Psalm 34, David says, in verse 6, 15, and 17, the following: "The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers him out of all their troubles." And in Psalm 72, 12, "For he shall deliver the needy when he cried. They cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saves them out of their distress." Psalm 107. "When the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised up a deliverer," the judge says. There's many instances in chapter 3, chapter 15, chapter 4. And then Luke. "Shall not God avenge his own elect, which cried day and night unto him?" Jesus says in Luke 18:7. There are many verses found in the scriptures that refer to us that God's people crying to God. In this, we could learn that wherever people prayed, a prayer that meant a lot to them, and from a burdened heart, they sought the Lord. He heard the prayers. And those prayers were not like, you know, poetical form or written form or something beautiful to impress God with their, you know, piety or saying something nice to God. You know, they were expression of need. And the greatest appeal that can be made to God is our total need or complete dependence upon him. That's what brings into his audience. See, the human heart still retaining to some degree the image and the likeness of our Creator. He made us into his image. And when you see somebody in trouble and a good-hearted person steps in and helps him in the trouble, this is the likeness of God. So, the effective, the fervent praying is not just saying a prayer, it is presenting our need to God, whose heart, when, it is touched when He heals our helplessness and our other need when we bring this to the throne of grace. And the psalmist in 34 verse 2 says, "None of them that trust in him shall be desolate. It is by his sovereign grace that we are able to pray to him." It is a grace. It is a blessing to us. Only through his great mercy in bringing about the great plan of redemption centered in his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, that we have access to the riches of this grace. And based on that, when we approach him, when we have the access to him, to all these riches of grace, we have to come humbly and present our need. We come to him in a spirit that recognizes the fact that everything we have is by his grace. So when we recognize that without his love and mercy, we are lost, and that everything we receive from him is the manifestation of his goodness, we may be sure that we shall be blessed because we trust in him. You remember in the parable of two debtors, the Pharisee and the publican, when they came to the temple and prayed, you remember who did not receive the answer? No response from God. But the one that received was a publican who confessed his own unworthiness and threw himself upon the mercy of God. So this is in the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke. So the recognition of the utter destitution of the human heart, apart from the working of God's Spirit in the soul, it is the prerequisite for the effective prayer, for the fervent prayer. Like the song says, "Help of the helpless, oh, abide in me." So cry for the divine aid from a soul that is in need will never be unanswered. And sometimes people pray, you know, in their hearts without even uttering a word, and God can hear that as well. He can read our hearts.
Amen.
So, but I think it is, there is an effectiveness when we cry to the Lord. Like, again, Psalm is saying, evening and morning, at noon, I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. That is in Psalm 55, verse 17. And in Acts 7, verse 60, he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice. Revelation 6:10, it says, they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord?" And in Hebrews 5:7, we read, "Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death." See, the disciples, there's a book, Mount of Blessing, itself says when the disciples had been for a short time absent from their Lord, when on the return they found him absorbed, when they returned, they found him absorbed in the communion with God, and seemingly unconscious of their presence, he continued praying aloud. So loud prayer, a cry, is acceptable to God. So the prayers that mean much to us will mean something to God. And you know what the source of unanswered prayer is? It's indifferent prayer, or just reading the prayer, or something that is just very insignificant to us. This is the source of unanswered prayer. But when it means a lot to us and we cry to the Lord, We have read the passages that God always hears and answers. Paul himself was saying in Romans 15:30, look at the earnestness of the Paul's prayers. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit that we strive together with me. We strive together with me in prayers to God for me. And in Colossians 4:12, always laboring fervently for you in prayer that you may stand perfect in all the will of God. So the church needs to be awakened to this great importance of fervent prayer. And in Isaiah 52:1-2, we read, awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion, shake thyself, arise. The gospel prophet Isaiah describes the days prior to the second advent of our Lord and declares that in comparison with the urgency of the need and greatness of the hour, the church is asleep as to its tremendous responsibility and privileges. He says, and there is none that calleth upon by name that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee, Isaiah 64:17. God is calling upon his people to be stirred up, to stir up themselves and to be awakened out of the liturgical stupor that Satan has cast upon them. As in the Garden of Gethsemane when Jesus was praying, he was wrestling with the powers of darkness. And right there was a spiritual conflict. And today, that very conflict is raging. And our attitude now will determine whether or not we shall enjoy the heaven and the eternal life. We're living in a very solemn time. So to the sluggish disciples who failed to realize the gravity and solemnity of that fateful hours and who could not grasp their own need, Jesus said in Matthew 26:40-41, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Wow. You know, when it says 1 hour, it always rings in my mind. 1 hour, prophetically, is 15 days. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Previously, in answer to his disciples' question, Lord, are there few that are saved? He said to them, strive to enter in the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Luke chapter 13. See, in the original, the word translated strive, what the English actually brings to us, strive, is agonize. Our Lord is informing us concerning those who receive the benefits of his kingdom. He says in Matthew 11:12, until now the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. In different prayers don't produce anything, but the effective prayer, the fervent prayer of a righteous man, avails much. So today we should have that effective prayer, fervent prayer to the Lord, because he will hear those fervent prayers and we will have the answer. God is hearing the cry of his people. He is attending to the fervent prayers, not indifferent prayers. So now we are going to open the floor for the prayer requests and praises before we go into the prayer session.
Hello, this is Grace from Arizona.
And, yes, Grace.
Hi, Grace.
Hi. The group has been praying for my 88-year-old mom who lives in a group home. And I thank you because I think you folks know that once that virus gets into a nursing home,